Larry, Butte County Sheriff Corey Honey just wrapped up a news conference.
An additional 6 human remains were recovered, which brings the total to 48. All 6 of those remains were located in Paradise, and they were located within homes.
Honey says the goal is to begin to repopulate that area later this week, if possible, as soon as it's safe. But he warned that when people do return home...
There is certainly the unfortunate possibility that even after we've searched an area, once people get back in there, it's possible that human remains could be found. I want you to understand, we're going to do everything we possibly can to diligently search for those remains. But this is a very difficult task.
The number of structures destroyed has now risen to 8,817, and 130,000 acres have burned. This campfire is now 35% contained. Reporting live in the news center, Megan Goldsby, KCBS.
Megan, do we know how it's going on the front lines there of that fire?
So the good news was that listening to the CAL FIRE officials talk about it at the news conference, multiple people said they'd had a successful day. It was very successful. They cut some lines around the fire, but they said it's still a very challenging area to fight the fire, of course. Someone with the National Weather Service said that better weather is coming their way. Calmer winds, only 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 20. Very different, obviously, than last week, the winds that were driving this fire, but still going to be very dry. They only have a small chance of rain in the forecast, possibly around Thanksgiving.
You jumped on that fire as a reporter right away when it first broke out last week, and you just commented, you said, I'm seeing, you know, video from the scene now, and the sky looks a lot different. So that tells a lot.
The sky is dramatically different in what you can see now to the first few days.
What was it like when you were there?
It was black. It looked like night. It looks like what it looks like right now. I was working out of the back of my car and had to turn the lights on to see my notes in the car. It was amazing, and it was really, really cold. It's cold outside right now, but because the sun was so blocked, it just made walking around Chico just dark and freezing. It was bizarre.
Middle of the day.
Yeah. In the
morning. All right. KCBS reporter Megan Goldsby live in the news center. Thanks, Megan.